There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 18,000 points. The GDP is the best in a decade. At least that's what the federal government is saying. But they're cooking the books on every front. The tens of trillions of dollars that have been digitally issued under QE Unlimited are the main drivers of the stock market's continued rise. And all economic indicators and facts and history show it cannot go on forever. Quite frankly, I don't like our fiat system. It's corrupt. It's out of control. But I don't want it to pop and implode. I would rather create parallel systems and then slowly move towards the reform while quietly and over time deflating the bubbles that are speculative and not free market. And the biggest reason isn't just the destabilization they cause historically. It's that it gives select interest control of markets. And then they can control culture and society unfairly. And that unseen hand of fractional reserve banking and derivatives and other forms of counterfeiting that come out of it is used to create unaccountable power blocks that are truly usurpers. So what is the biggest threat going into 2015? Is it the economy imploding? Is it war with Russia? Is it the West funding ISIS and that getting out of control? Is it flesh-eating bacteria? Superflus? Ebola? The breakdown of the borders and national sovereignty? The degeneration of the moral fabric? What is the main problem facing humanity? I want to take a lot of phone calls in this first hour. But also, what is the big solution? Just simply put, what's the big threat? What are you most concerned about? What is the biggest issue? What's the biggest looming issue? And what can we do about it? Interspersed with all the news coming up. First-time callers in this first hour. Then Steve Quayle joins us to talk about a host of issues. Civil war, police versus the people. Cyber attacks on banking. Sino-Soviet axis and more. Always interesting, always thought-provoking, always informative, always sensational. Steve Quayle will be joining us in the second hour of this live 23rd day Tuesday edition 2014. Only, 7 days really total left in 2014. I'll be here live tomorrow. I'll be here live on Friday. I'll be live, Lord willing, next Sunday because I missed some days last week. We are here. We are live. And I'm only going to take off one day for New Year's as well. I have not been taking off for vacation, but for family illnesses and other things, and for things that have to be set up with the company that are going to take us to the next level to be able to reach tens of millions more every single week. There's obviously so much to cover when we come back in the next segment. But I do want to take your phone calls today on the subjects that I just raised. Please call in on those subjects because I want to have a thought-provoking discussion on these areas. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. To join us on this live December 23rd worldwide broadcast, 800-259-9231. What is the big threat going into 2015? What do you expect the globalists to pull? What is the most important issue out there? That's a lot of questions. I'd like to hear your answers because some of the callers really bring up things that It helped my mind click and understand things better to the next level. And it also makes very informative, thought-provoking listening for the majority of people out there who aren't calling in. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Stay with us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week, I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. Talk show host, author Steve Quayle is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour to talk about civil war in America that the globalists are clearly pushing for, police versus the people, cyber attacks on banking, stockpiling of food and medicine, and the Sino-Soviet axis. Coming up, Rand Paul plans bill to end police militarization. Charges expected to be filed against Mall of America protest organizers. CBS News. FBI says ISIS recruiting amid Ferguson protest. Well, we know that was going on. We documented it. But they go further in USA Today. They have a video report as well on USA Today to say the FBI claims that they're linked to patriot groups. Now, I told you to look for that. the Pentagon training manuals. It's been in Forbes. It's been in the Washington Times. It's been in the news. That they believe the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda, basically. Folks, that's like saying that Batman's going to work with the Joker. Everyone knows that the Tea Party stands for gun rights, pro-life, pro-sovereignty, a lot of really good issues, basic Americana. But you can truly say one of the true faults, in my view, of the Tea Party, and something I've been criticized by some of the Tea Party for, is that I'm not an Islamophobe. I know that there's a lot of diverse groups, and that Pakistan is executing 50 radical Islamist terrorists this week. It's in the news this morning. In fact, they execute them today. Our government tried to finance radical Islamists to successfully, at first, overthrow Egypt, our closest ally after Israel, in the Middle East. Why would you do that? Our government has financed radical Islamists on record for 4+ years to attack and almost take over Syria. Israel got one of its drones shot down yesterday over Syria, that was in the news, directing fire from the jihadis at the army of Syria. I'm not anti-Israel, but I am anti-Israel funding radical Wahhabist jihadis to attack a country, Syria, that's done diddly jack squat to Israel. But Israel is going along with all this because it's part of a larger globalist program to destabilize the Middle East and turn it over to radical, sex-mutilating, head-chopping, murdering scum. And they don't fully run them. They're just financing them. Like I said, it's like dumping a bag of black widows in your neighbor's bed a few hours before they get home. You don't command the Black Widows. You don't run the Black Widows. You didn't give birth to the Black Widows. But you sure collected them, stuck them in a bag, and dumped them in the bed, so you're absolutely a total capital murder accomplice if that spider bites them and they end up getting an infection and dying. And so, as asinine as it was about 4 years ago, we began to see Army public articles by the Army War College and others. One scenario was preparing for war in North Carolina to take over several small towns and one medium-sized city. It's a whole war game. And they said, we believe this scenario may happen. Well, Martians may land, too, and try to suck our brains out with melon ballers. Doesn't mean it's really going to happen. Maybe a race of aliens that look like 14-foot-tall pink elephants are going to land and tell us that they love Johnny Cash. I mean, maybe one chance in 85 quadrillion. There's about as good a chance of the Tea Party linking up with Al-Qaeda groups as there is of Santa Claus' sleigh being pulled by 12 Easter bunnies with red noses. It's fantasy on fantasy on fantasy. But there's that article and video up on Infowars.com. Totally sick. FBI links Ferguson anarchist to ISIS and sovereign citizens also linked to Islamic terror organization. That's what they do. They tie the sovereign citizen movement to the Tea Parties. That's basically what they're doing. But you can just type into a search engine, Army prepares to fight Tea Party. And you'll get Forbes and the Washington Times, if you're a new listener and don't believe me. And in some of those training scenarios, it says, we believe the Tea Party is going to link up with radical Islamists and take over U.S. towns and cities. That is the most ridiculous, over-the-top, obviously baloney-filled statement I think I've ever heard. There it is, FBI terror report. Militia sovereign citizens, greater threat than Islamic terrorists. No, that's another one. That's an InfoWars story, It's a Washington Times and a Forbes, and the headline searching the web is, let me give you an exact headline from memory here. The Army prepares to fight the Tea Party. That's the headline. And then it's got a flag that, with a teapot on it with bullet holes in it. That was the graphic from the Washington Times. The one out of Forbes is just an Abrams tank. So that's what's going on for anybody that wants to look it up and to see that for themselves. That this is the big preparation that's happening. There's the Forbes article, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. And if you go into the actual Army report that this links to, quote, dealing with nationalists and states that want to secede. Well, the feds are fully captured and the states want to pull out to reconstitute the republic. Oh, here comes the Army. And they set up Homeland Security to, quote, fight Al-Qaeda. And now we're told, oh, no, it's for the veterans, it's for the gun owners. I want to open the phones up and ask listeners, what do you think the big issue is going to be coming up in 2015? Is it going to be energy prices and war with Russia? Is it going to be an economic collapse or hyperinflation because the Federal Reserve is still accelerating the printing presses digitally and giving it to insider banks? Is it going to be the North American Union and all these global treaties that are being signed by Obama that he plans to ratify by fiat? Will it be Obama in the next 2 years openly becoming a dictator? And by that, I don't mean staying in office. I mean acting as an elected dictator. Hitler was elected and then became a dictator. Does it matter if it's Ron Paul or does it matter if it's Jonathan Turley, a liberal constitutional lawyer, left, right, center, libertarian, anybody who looks at what Obama's doing. Krauthammer breaks it down. He is becoming a dictator. And now he says, I'm going to do whatever I want on any front. What is the big issue? Top constitutional experts are on record saying Obama is worse than Nixon. Go read it for yourself. That's a quote from Jonathan Turley. Separately, report protesters are yelling at NYPD at slain officers' memorial. And it's not that the New York Police Department doesn't have some problems, but when you see the type of scum that are on Facebook and Twitter calling for killing more cops, I mean, these people, I've got one of the photos right here. Look at this guy, if you're a TV viewer. Chicopee man faces charges for putting wings on pigs, Facebook post. This is a new refrain being picked up. NYPD cop killer used app to track police movements since early December. De Blasio is in deep trouble. I mean, he's like an anti-gun socialist, so I'm not going to weep for the public turning against him. Charges are expected to be filed against Mall of America protest organizers who took over the mall. My issue is, I'll fight to the death for you to be able to go out and protest and demonstrate on public property or on the side of the street. And if the police try to stop it, they're violating your rights, and it's a terrible thing. But when you go take over a private mall, you could argue it's a commons because they advertise it's open to the public. And you go around and basically push Democratic Party propaganda. I think it's a gray area, but I really don't think they should charge the people that did this because nothing got broke, nothing got harmed or attacked. And in their organizing of it, they didn't call for any violence. And I think it's a gray area, but I think for the First Amendment, even though I overall understand it's a bunch of Democrats and bleeding hearts that have been hijacked to create race division, and to make the issue of police brutality and militarization about race and not about what it is, globalization. I think they're misguided, but you know what? They've got their right to do it, and good for them getting out and demonstrating. It's the people that call for killing police that cross the line, because that is trying to organize violence. That's illegal.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to play the clip coming up. USA Today linking the Ferguson protesters to ISIS, the FBI is, but also to patriot groups. No, I'm sorry, it's the left that thinks radical Islam is really cool and sexy. And everyone who's politically aware knows that. to try to connect it to conservatives or constitutionalists is asinine bull. Asinine balderdash. And I, for one, am completely sick of it. Again, we're going to your phone calls in this short segment and the next. What do you think the next big issue is going to be? What are you most concerned about in 2015? I think it's false flags. Well, I'll tell you what I think in the next segment. Let's start hearing from you right now. Corey in Vermont, then Naheem, John, Jeff, Tommy, and others. Corey, thanks for calling from Vermont. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
So I guess my thoughts would be our real crisis is to how are we going to wake this political zombie party that they've created through, you know, all the media and all their false stuff that is truly asleep, because anybody with any knowledge or information from the public to government officials knows exactly what's going on. It's out there. They're starting to release information, and it's all out there to be, you know, to find. People are starting to write books on what you talked about 10 years ago, because they know in 10 years they're going to win Pulitzer Prize, they're going to win Nobel, they're going to win prizes from this, because it's going to be like they were prophets. This information has been, and in the last year you can see that it's being dumped, right? Everything's being dumped into the media. They're just dumping it all out in order to, you know, further their agenda. But how are we going to wake all these people that just can't, are so, you know, I was in the grid. I've been in the government's grid since I was 10 years old, up until about 30, all the way from foster homes to the federal penitentiary. I've been deep into the grid, so I know how it works. But the people are so uninformed and live in such a different reality.
Well, I was about to say it's a paradox. There's never been more information available to prove global government conspiracy, and there's never been more of people awake, but still, that's a large minority. There's a giant mass that can't find their butt with both hands. That's the time bomb. Imagine a depression, or imagine a civil strife. How the average entitled yuppie is going to behave. Because for all the police problems, at least they're in the real world interfacing with the best and worst of society. That's why I found they're easier to wake up than the public. That's why there's a paradox with the police. Military even easier, because they've actually been there and seen the real world. What is going to happen with the soft public as this stuff begins to unravel? And there's no doubt the economy has unraveled at many levels, but they claim the stock market's at 18,000. Well, that's because of derivatives, and that's because of more dollars being printed. But that's the only part of the economy that's really booming. Everything else, on a region-by-region basis, it varies. But overall, the middle class is getting smaller, debt is getting bigger, the real economy is being removed, while a synthetic fractional reserve banking counterfeit system is being replaced. Good to hear from you, Corey. Yeah, I think what happens as more information comes out and how the establishment responds is a big issue. But I really see false flags, stage terror, to be blamed on liberty groups to stop us trying to take the country back peacefully, to demonize us. I really see that in the cards. But I don't know what shoe's going to drop. Is it going to be war with Russia? Regional war? ISIS spreading into more countries? Is it going to be the border completely collapsing and instead of 5 million illegals pouring across, 20 million? They say that'd be bigger than a major terrorist attack on the economy. The head of Southcom's on record saying that. Is it going to be something unforeseen, like a banking hack attack that they say is going on right now that dwarfs whoever hacked Sony? There's a compression in time-space right now towards the singularity, that as technology increases, as knowledge increases, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink, the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, information and incredible discoveries and wonders are everywhere. But most people don't slow down enough from their smartphones and sports center or doing the laundry or going to the movies or going to work or changing diapers to pull back and really look at the big picture. Your phone calls, Naheem, Tommy, Jeff, John, and many others are straight ahead Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, we're going to go to your calls, bam, 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 hopefully, straight ahead. And surprisingly now, Sony will release the interview. Looks more and more like a stunt, doesn't it? First they weren't, now they are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
North Korea cannot even basically tie their shoelaces. It is a giant mind control, collapse, total government state. If you like hell on earth, well, move to North Korea or call for big government, and it will eat you out of house and home. The Wrap is now reporting Sony set to announce the interview, theatrical and video on demand release. After national clamor to release the film despite threats, Sony finds a way to get the comedy out there. So they're announcing that they will come out and will release it. The plan is to release the film simultaneously in participating theaters and via video on demand. The Plaza Theater in Atlanta, the theater in Austin, have now said they will distribute the film. You watch, that's going to be the Alamo Drafthouse, because their owner, who I know, has come out and said that it was the distributor of Team America that wouldn't let them re-air it, and that they're protesting that. We've got to get on the phone and get a hold of Kim League, because he's been on the show before, and I was in that Well, I consulted on that movie he produced, so he should come on. This is an issue of the First Amendment on one level, but on another level, it's about them trying to pass cybersecurity laws to build up the cyber warfare capacity of the domestic agencies that are really just using it to control the American people. That's on record. But also the fact that they're now announcing that they will have a release of it, the whole thing just reeks of hype. I mean, it looks like a badly made comedy from folks I know that have seen it. I've talked to them. They say it's pretty bad. And it just shows how the establishment can still push a hoax. Sure, most people don't watch mainstream media, but when the mainstream media works together, they can push a major hoax out into the public. And that's my view of it. I do not believe North Korea is behind it. North Korea's internet's down right now. North Korea can barely keep the lights on. Have you watched the state-run media parades and things with 60-year-old cars? They're a joke. Their leader is a toddling, spoiled brat who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. And this is why we've got to give up all of our liberties. Is because of North Korea. Give me a break. All right, here's the larger question. What do you think the big crisis will be of 2015? What do you think the globalist next move is going to be? We've got some Twitter comments that came in. Garber Inc. said, more disease, cyber attacks, inflation, economic disruption, large-scale false flag. Revolution 2015 says, I think the globalist plan is in full swing, and it will keep escalating in 2015 because our resistance is growing. I agree with that. Eustace J. Smith says, major false flag attack on America in an attempt to demonize gun owners, grassroots, and liberty movement. Let me put a star by that one because that's exactly what I think and that I'm most concerned about. Viruses, more street riots, stage major attacks, financial, all the above, they need a war for sure. Nuke and blame it on North Korea. And that's by Rodney Serrato M. on Twitter. You can send more of your comments there to the Twitter site, Real Alex Jones. Speaking of phone calls, let's go through your calls. We're going to go to Naheem and others. Naheem in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
All right, good. I just want to first off say that I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to the show for a while. I think it's great. Speaking the truth, man, keep at it. But what I wanted to get at, I think the biggest issue for 2014 is the appropriation of land. Since this country's founding, it's been known that land has been, resources and the land have been the two main things that everybody's been fighting for. And since we're at a watershed of humanity, and America is ironically the third largest populated country in the world behind India and China, I think that all these things that are happening in the media right now is basically distracted from the bigger picture. What is going on with the land and who wants it? I think a major shift.
It's funny you say that. Russia is vying to take over much of the Arctic that they border. The United States and the EU are also fighting with Russia over that. There are major land grabs going on with AFRICOM or AFRICON in Africa. The Chinese are moving into Africa as well. There's big battles over the undersea floor. So the resource races are intensifying. The federal government under UN-UNESCO treaty is grabbing more property across the United States, more watershed rules. If you've got a puddle in your backyard, they're claiming you can't build on it. So you're absolutely right that that is part of the accelerating trend. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Tommy in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? I'm a first-time caller as well. I just wanted to, you know, say something on the topic of the officers that got that got shot for practically no reason. You know, we just...
Well, they got shot for no reason. I mean, it was cops in a whole other jurisdiction that choked the poor black man to death. So, again, if two black guys burn up a 19-year-old white girl in Mississippi, do blacks in another side of town deserve to be killed? Absolutely not. It's that same type of mindset. It's very dangerous. Go ahead.
It is. And the Spokane protest, you know, that was just a pure exertion of constitutional rights, and there was progress that came from that. You know, there was it wasn't all the craziness. You know, we got our point across. We were heard. Stuff was brought to the light, and then we take one step forward. These cops get shot. We take three steps back. It's like walking out into your yard and you see a snake on the ground. Well, you reach down and grab him on the tail, and his head bites you. And that's exactly what this is. The cops are just the tail of a snake. They follow the head, and the head's the government. That's where it's all coming from. But people's so focused on the tail of this snake, and that's exactly what the government wants. It's just one more strike against the Second Amendment right, one more reason for them to throw us in their defense while we shouldn't have our guns, because some idiot that has no clue what his purpose even is shoots two innocent men that probably have children now that's going to grow up without a father. It's pretty shameful.
Well, sir, I couldn't say it any better than that. It is a total dichotomy, a side-by-side example of Spokane, Washington. Upwards of 500 patriots come out and protest the sheriff's department going under federal control and demonizing constitutionalists and admitting that they're preparing for war. Well, folks went out and protested it. They covered it. It was in all the state's major newspapers. It was all over TV in the state. It became a national news story. The sheriff backed off. The deputies backed off. The sheriff's union came out against the sheriff, the sheriff's deputies union. And now state reps are looking to pass laws to basically control the training curriculum that the police in that state are given. That's how you actually change things, not going out and shooting two cops in the head. And this is what's being promoted because the system does not want a real dialogue. They want destabilization in this country. I appreciate your call, Tommy. Now, the main subject today, at least for right now, is what do you think the big globalist next move is going to be? And I think the callers and the folks tweeting back at us are getting it right from my view. False flag, more wars, global destabilization, more financial milking, more signing us on to banker derivative bailouts, more dollar devaluation. But the big one is false flag. That will affect Americans in our basic freedoms more than anything else. If there's a major false flag in this country, will it be blamed on Islamic State that has openly been funded and shepherded and protected by the criminals that run our federal government and other foreign governments? Or will they go ahead and stage something and blame it purely on domestic groups? Or they may stage a big event and claim that the Tea Party is working with Islamic State. We've told you that was coming. You now see them hyping it. Look out. And it doesn't matter if the narrative doesn't make sense. They don't care. They want to segue from the police state being for Al-Qaeda to being for the American people. We're now to that point I've warned you about for so long, and you see it emerging. But the real reason that we as a liberty movement have so much credibility, not just Alex Jones or Infowars.com, but you out there who've been warning people, is because it is unfortunately coming true. Things they denied are now admitted. So as scary as things are, there's a lot of positive indicators and information out there. And it's important to pray to God, to lead God and direct us, and to have providence to be able to expose the enemy's operations, to be able to stop these operations. Or if they do carry out these operations, let it be turned to good as we pray for the dead. And may their false flag disintegrate in their face, and may it be revealed and blow up in their face, pun intended. That's one reason they've been only trying to provocateur people or let foreign terror groups attack us instead of just doing it themselves, is because the London bombing, the Boston bombing, Sandy Hook, the underwear bombing, and so many others, Al-Qaeda, not once, but three times launching nerve gas attacks on Syria to blame it on Syria. They got caught. Even our own military came out later and said, no, it's clearly Islamic radicals that are doing it. It's not the Syrian government. I mean, how obvious is it? 3 years ago, Obama says, my red line is if you launch chemical weapons, knowing Syria has never done that, on the one-year anniversary, groups out of Saudi Arabia, it later came out, they even shot videos bragging. That's how uncontrolled they are. Yelling Allah Akbar and firing the nerve gas mortars with their Islamic, radical, Wahhabist Al-Qaeda flags. So, false flags don't work too good. It even came out in the BBC that the main military minister for Turkey got caught in a phone call, and it got released, and Turkey didn't deny it, talking to three top generals about, I need a false flag. We need to stay, even use that term in Turkish, Arabic. We need a false flag right now. And he starts giving examples to the generals, and they're saying, not on the telephone. We know what to do. The generals in the transcripts, BBC wrote about it, we wrote about it as well, they're like, stop it, not on the telephone, you don't tell us, we know what to do. Don't tell us, we know what to do. And you do know what to do. You fire a mortar at your own Turkish installation, it bounces off the top of the concrete armor, then you do a five-day barrage with giant artillery guns into Syria to open up a wedge to send in over 10,000 jihadis in just one offensive being trained in Turkey. Let's go to John in Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just want to tell you that I've been on Earth about 7 days longer than you. I was born on January 30th, 1974, so I'm proud to say that I've been here just a little bit longer than you.
You are my elder. I defer to you.
And, you know, funny, but I was thinking about the movie, The Interview, while you were talking. Can you imagine how big the world has changed in mine and your lifetime when it comes to, remember the opening scene of the movie Naked Gun?
Yes.
Do you remember how Leslie Nielsen was punching and beating up the Irani Shah or whatever he was, and then Mohammed Gaddafi? And I mean, 30 years later, now you put out a spoof about some world leader, and it comes to where, like, you lose all your privacies and you can get hacked and blah, blah, blah. It's just a joke. Today's
Well, you know what's being done. I mean, listen, we had real terrorism, some real terrorism, in the 1960s and 70s by the Weathermen and other folks that taught Obama everything he knows. And they would ignore it in the press. Because if you give terrorists attention and you give them to their demands, they do what? They do it more. Nowadays, though, oh, a car backfired. Let's shut down half the city with SWAT teams. Or, oh, my gosh, North Korea may get us. We better not air this movie. They're training us that they have to censor things to keep us safe.
And it's just, we being 40 years old, we actually got to see real America, whereas I think people born somewhere after 1988, they have not seen what real America is. You and I at least got to see a little bit of it and experience, and that was great. But You know, I want to tell you how I stumbled upon you, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, now, I know you've been queasy in the past about the Bill Cooper stuff. People have called in and been mean to you and stuff like that. And Bill Cooper himself, before he died, was taunting you and stuff like that. But I came on to you because I believe 9/11 was a complete CIA inside job, complicit with Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and Democrats and FBI, you name it. Those buildings could not have come down from the planes. A plane did not hit the Pentagon. So when I looked for information from Bill Cooper on the day of 9/11. He went on for like 10 hours. And, man, was he on target, man. He predicted everything that's happening in 2014, and he was dead right about 9/11. And
sure. I mean, I want to be clear about I don't infight. I don't sit here, even when people attack me, and then attack folks back, okay? And that's why I've been successful, because most of the alternative media would just spend all their time fighting with each other instead of giving analysis and news. I probably only heard Bill Cooper three or four times before he died. I didn't like his book, Behold a Pale Horse, just because I'm not into space alien stuff. Other than that, he was a very interesting broadcaster, very smart guy, and I've since gone back and listened to some of his stuff and found it to be very informative. So that's where I stand on it. I just don't have a dog in the fight, and I don't like having some dead guy resurrected for us to do UFC battle in a ring. You know, I hope he rests in peace. So God bless you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Irish Army.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
Monday through Friday.
They'd seen his face before.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. Please don't forget that we are listener-supported, unlike MSNBC that gets banker bailout money, or NPR that gets upwards of $400 to $500 million of taxpayer money and then still begs for money almost every day with all its Rockefeller Foundation underwriting. We are funded by you supporting our sponsors, the ones you see at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and by buying the high-quality water filtration systems that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, by getting the books, the videos to break down the New World Order, by purchasing the high-quality proprietary supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, and by calling the toll-free number, we can answer all your questions about different specials and all the hundreds of different groundbreaking items, 888-253-3139. And finally, you can still give the Christmas gift of awakening someone. For $5.95, you can get a monthly trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, and 20 people can then use your login to download the films, see the nightly news, sign up for the commercial-free video and audio podcast, and so much more. And the site really works great now. It's had bugs over the last 15 years, but it's really a first-rate site. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. $29.95, sign up for a year. So that's 7 months free. That's only $2.50 a month, 12 cents a day per person. You can get it and then give it to 20 friends and family. Share your membership, PrisonPlanet.tv, and we'll be blessed if even five or six of those people end up using it. Now you're really waking folks up instead of talking yourself blue in the face. I would also recommend that when you're with friends and family, not just this holiday but anytime, download the InfoWars Droid and iPhone apps to their phones. Get them to put it on. Hey, put this app on. Hey, listen to this. That's how we reach more people. That's the power of the people. If you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. It's up to you. And I know you're out there getting the word out, so I salute you and wish you all a wonderful and blessed Christmas. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee before we go to break. And then Steve Quayle's coming up. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Merry Christmas, brother.
You too, my friend.
Hey, yeah, the things that I see, the biggest problems America has is we're looking at things in a spiritually blind eye.
I agree.
People, they, you know, the reason our government is like it is because we elected it. It's a mirror of the modern American family household. Not all of them, but a majority. In my local county, I ran for county commissioner and I did not get elected, but I got a lot of good talking points out there. And it's just amazing at how many people talk a good game, but when it's time to vote, they vote for their billfold. They vote for their wallet. They don't vote from their heart like they will talk like on their front porch. But when it comes time to vote, hey, you know, I want to vote for the guy that's going to keep my welfare. I want to vote for the guy that's going to keep my...
Stay there. I want you to finish up. Don't hang up, Jeff. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.